Motor Talk with David Berthon. Change the way you think about tyres with ASV Puncture Free.
Driving the Mazda CX-8 SUV this week, the 7-seat CX-8 arrived in a market hungry for SUVs. While much of the SUV market has shown a marked preference for petrol power, the CX-8 only comes in 2.2-litre twin-turbo diesel. This contrasts with the CX-9 7-seater that only comes in 2.5-litre turbo petrol. Like the CX-9, the CX-8 comes in front drive and all-wheel drive models. The front drive Sport, 43410, another $4,000 in all-wheel drive, and in the high-grade Osaki, 62590. All models with 6-speed automatic. It sits on the same wheelbase as the CX-9 with less overhang front and rear, with the same width as the smaller CX-5. I tested the all-wheel drive CX-8 Sport, to my way of thinking, the best specified of the three available models. The top-line Osaki a little too expensive despite an extensive feature list. Mazda, however, have just added features to all models. Apple CarPlay and Android Auto now standard, so too tyre pressure monitoring and some new dynamics technology which noticeably improves handling and stability. The twin-turbo diesel's excellent torque gives the CX-8 a really relaxed performance with good economy, and I manage 7.9 litres per 100 with a mix of driving. There's a few styling changes for the new model year, including new grey metallic finish to the sports model's alloy wheels. I'm David Berthon.